Well, hi there and welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. And that's no joke. This is your show. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Debbie's laughing already because I just tried to make a joke right there. But
that was funny.
We want to hear the Take Two family's best clean jokes, don't we?
We do this four times a year, okay? Four times a year. It actually is, for me anyway, it's the hardest show to do. Why? Because it's hard to talk and laugh at the same time. And you guys keep us just rolling in laughter, and we love that. And this is our best clean joke show. So give us your best clean joke right now. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. It's also on video. We're waving to YouTube and Facebook. It's also a day for me to wear a hat so I can have a little break as I'm giggling away because you guys get me laughing so hard. But I'm already starting with laughter, and I'll share that in a moment, Jerry, because I've been celebrating already for many hours and I'll share why. But the number for a best clean joke right now, let's go, you guys. Fill up those phone lines. Give us your best joke. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, you always come through on every show, really, but especially on this one. So if you've heard, maybe you've had a clean joke that you've known for all your life, maybe decades, maybe you heard one recently. If not, just, you know, go online. Look, there are tens of thousands, probably millions of them online. If you pick out a favorite and you want to share it on the program today, we're asking you to share your best clean joke, 833-288-3986 is the number to call. You can email them to take2@ewtn.com, post them on the show website, take2show.com. And also, of course, we are streaming the video on Facebook and YouTube, so you can post them there as well. And you can also text the letters EWTN to 58177. Just wait for a response and put in your first name and your joke. Message and data rates may apply, but probably not for most people. Anyway.
Yeah. And we have the show team in place. Matt's ready to answer calls. We have Michael McCall on social media, and Charles Beery is our fantastic producer. But Jerry, I have been singing, literally singing and dancing all morning long because I wish we had a drum roll. So everybody do a drum roll in your head. Okay. Blessed Carlo Acutis got the second miracle. The second miracle came through. Blessed Carlo Acutis next year will be Saint Carlo Acutis. I am so excited, along with Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. And wow, I heard the news actually from the first person that sent me the news was Matt Swaim, who has a real strong devotion to Blessed Carlo Acutis. And he sent it to me in Italian, the document. So I had to get it translated. And then all the emails and text messages started coming in early in the morning that the second miracle came through. With the intercession of Blessed Carlo Acutis. And so he will be a saint next year. And Jerry, I sent a message to Antonia Salzano Acutis. We interviewed her a few years back during the beatification of her son. And I sent a message from the Take Two family that we were so thrilled. And I'm sure she is celebrating. He's one of our powerhouse saints that we pray to before every show. We feel very close to him. And we just are so happy for the Acutis family and for this newest saint that's going to be added.
Wait a minute. You said you had to translate from the Italian. You don't know the Italian just by looking at it?
You know, it's so funny. I used to be able to speak and could read and write a little bit in Italian, but I lost it after my mother died and when people that didn't go back and forth to Italy, especially over the pandemic. You know, they say, as you know, Jerry, with languages, if you don't use the languages, you start to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Yeah, like with a lot of things. All right.
But exciting, huh? So we're smiling and giggling and laughing and praising God.
Indeed, indeed. One line open still is all 833-288-3986. Take two with Jerry and Debbie and your best clean jokes today. Real quickly, Debbie, I told my doctor that I broke my arm in two places. He told me to stop going to those places.
Oh, my goodness. Do you see, folks, why I wear a hat? It gives me a little 2 seconds to drop my head and gain my composure because I love to laugh. I love it. And I love the Take Two fam. That was very good, Jerry. Did you look that up online?
I did, yeah.
I'm very impressed with the way you delivered that. I wasn't expecting that. I thought you were going to share something like serious, like another saint was added and you... Okay, fill up that last open phone line, 833-288-3986. Jerry, let's go to Daniel.
Sure.
Okay.
We can get started. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get started. We might as well, because everybody's lining up, ready to go. Daniel is in Lafayette, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Hey, Daniel, give us your best clean joke.
Yeah, there was these three old fellas sitting at the bus stop. The first old man says, "Boy, it's windy today." Second old man says, "It's not Wednesday, it's Thursday." The third old man says, "I'm thirsty too. Let's get something to drink."
Oh, that's classic.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That was so good. I love the way you deliver the joke too, Daniel. You're awesome.
All the old people understand the joke. But when I share it with a young person, they just scratch their head and said, "I don't get it."
Yeah.
I said, you'll get it when you get older.
They give you that glazed over look.
Right.
Daniel, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting us started today. We got time for Rob, too, before our first pause on the break there. Rob is in Texas listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Rob. Make us laugh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
You guys,
how are you?
Might remember me. I called in when I met my girlfriend, Christiana, back in 2018, and when we got married in 2020.
Praise God.
And now I have great news, and I do have a joke, I promise.
Okay.
But we're 24 weeks pregnant as of Sunday.
Oh, wow. Praise
awesome.
God.
Awesome,
thanks be to God. You know, we've been waiting so long to have a child, and her name is Mary Ann. I dedicated her to Mary. Her name is Mary Ann after Mary and then Ann, her mother. So,
beautiful.
So y'all keep her in your prayers. Little Mary Ann Dittman.
We will
absolutely
do that, Rob.
Early congratulations.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Happy. I got to hear her, even though I can't see the pictures, the OBGYN, we went to a Catholic OBGYN, and he's like, you know, "Here's what we're going to do." And he let me hear the heartbeat, and he goes, "Tell you what, when she's fully effaced," because I'm a blind emergency medical responder.
Right.
So he says, "When she's fully effaced, I'll let you reach in. You can feel that." He goes, if all goes well. And I said, "I understand, Doc. I get it. Rules change." He goes, "I'll let you feel when your daughter's head is crowning."
Awesome, Rob. Hang on a second, Rob. This is fantastic news, and we got a break coming up. You hear the music there, but we'll hold you, Rob, if you have time to wait for just like a minute and a half through the break. And Frank and Sean, and we have many others who are going to tell their best clean joke today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Make us laugh today. We're having a little lighthearted program on this Thursday of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN.
Turn to me and laugh about today.
Oh, we love to laugh here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and four times a year we do the Best Clean Joke Show. It is very popular. It was started by Jeff Burson. He was our social media expert. He has since retired from EWTN, but he listens still to the radio. So, Jeff, if you're listening, it's still a very popular show. It's actually a really fast-paced, fun show, and it leaves us all feeling uplifted. So I have a joke for you, Jerry. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't robots get scared?
I don't know why the robots don't get scared.
They have nerves of steel.
Of course they do. That was obvious. I should have known that.
You should have known that. Yeah, let's go back to Rob in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Rob, we're so happy for you. You have so much to celebrate.
Thank you so much. And I attribute it to the prayers of our Catholic family, our take. I mean, I'm not changing the mood. I'll just tell you, hopefully we can all celebrate. There are some patches that the guys at my company got me. It was a Call of Daddy instead of Call of Duty. I'm like, yeah, this is the best. So, all right, you guys ready for my joke?
Yes.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Ooh, this could be any number of maybe 1,000 different answers. Tell us, Rob.
It defeats you. I did that on the radio once. I said, "Dispatch, why the?" And they're like, "Really? You did that on the radio? You got to have fun in life, or what's the point?" So anyway, God bless you all, you guys. Thank you for all your prayers, and I'll let you know. email you pictures of little Mary when she comes.
Please
absolutely.
Yes.
Send us the pictures of Marianne, please, Rob. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Oh, Jerry, that was hilarious. So Rob's going to free a phone line. This is our best clean joke show. We do this 4 times a year. It is just a great time for us to come together, laugh together as the Take Two family. And Jerry, we've got a special treat because in studio at EWTN, Tom Price is waiting to tell us a joke.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Hey, good, Tom. Thanks for coming on the show.
Adrienne really liked this one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you may have heard it. A priest, a pastor, and a rabbit walk into a Red Cross clinic to donate some blood. So the nurse asked the rabbit, well, what is your blood type? The rabbit said, I'm probably a type O.
Type O.
Oh, my goodness. That was a delayed. I just got it. That's hilarious. That's Adrienne's favorite joke?
Well, it was yesterday. She really liked it.
Yeah.
She really liked it. It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Totally.
Yeah.
It makes you think.
You need like a couple seconds and then you just burst out laughing.
Go,
that is hilarious.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But you know what? Your wife, Adrienne, loves to laugh. She's got a great sense of humor.
She does. It's the best. It's mm-hmm. the best.
Yep.
That's all I've got.
Awesome.
Have a great show.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Thanks, Tom. Oh, that was wonderful. What a special treat. Okay,
get on board here. We've got open phone line for you to tell your best clean joke. This is a chance for you to practice your stand-up or sit-down comedy, however you prefer that. But you just have to call in, get on the air at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. The show is not going to be complete without you making us laugh today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Okay. And a lot of people may say, and I know this because when I shared with some folks, you know, it's our best clean joke show. They say, you know, we have so many heavy things going on in the world. There's so many important issues that are happening and things we need to pray for. And just know that our prayer book is going 24/7. We have a virtual prayer wall on our website, take2show.com. We're always posting prayers and things that we can do to really build up the body of Christ. And yes, there are a lot of crosses and heavy things happening, but it's also a good time to release those feel-good hormones and to keep that joy whenever we can. And this is a time for us to come together and to share in a wholesome way together as the body of Christ our best clean humorous joke.
Yeah. 833-288-3986. Sean is in Colorado Springs listening today on the EWTN app. Hello, Sean. Glad to have you with us.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty well. How are you?
So here's my joke. Okay, so a Jewish guy goes to his rabbi. He says, Rabbi, you're not going to believe this. My son became a Christian. And the rabbi's like, oh, my goodness, you're not going to believe this. My son became a Christian. Let's pray to God and ask him for help. So they're praying to God. And God's like, guys, you're not going to believe this.
I know where that's going. My son became a Christian?
God is like, he created the Catholic Church.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm a little slow today, Sean. You have to bear with me. I've been up super early this morning getting news feed from Italy about Blessed Carlo Acutis, but that was hilarious. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right,
you
thank
too.
You, Sean.
You too, Sean. Yeah, that is funny. I'm a little delayed today. I noticed that.
Yeah, that's all right. A little broadcast delay is a good thing sometimes, even for the host.
Human delay, yeah. You know what, though? And here's the other thing. Some people may say, you know, we shouldn't be joking around about things that have to do, you know, with God or anything. And believe me, Matt is screening everything, the calls we've got. These are wholesome, you know, very good, you know, just belly laughing jokes that are pleasing and not in any way blasphemous or anything. So just know that I don't want anybody to move away from the show thinking, well, I don't want to do this because this could be a, you know, any type of sin. We don't roll like that. It's all safe, clean fun. I just want to state that because last time we did it, some people made some comments and asked some questions. So it's all good.
Sure. No, we have to be able to laugh at ourselves, you know, poke a little fun at even our own faith once in a while. Clean humor, you know, safe, clean.
Yeah. Well, and keep in mind, a lot of priests during homilies, they tell a joke. I don't know if anybody realizes that. All over the country, there's a lot of priests that start or end a homily with a joke.
Hey, do you know why seagulls fly over the sea?
Why?
If they flew over the bay, they would be bagels.
Okay, that I got right away. That was hilarious. Are you looking these all up online?
No, I'm just making them up on the fly. No.
I believe everything you say. Let's hear what Rose has to say, and we want the best clean joke from Rose in Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your joke today, Rose?
All righty. Are you ready?
We're ready.
There's a young priest that is transferred to a new parish, and he wants to get to know all the young men in the parish, you know, so he has a dinner. And one of the men there is named Luigi, and he says, Luigi, do you have any advice for these young men that may be getting married or they're newlyweds or whatever? And he says, well, yeah. He says, you love your wives and take care of them. And he says, well, he said, that's it. And he says, didn't you do anything special, he says, for your wife, and, you know, in the years you've been married? And he says, well, yeah, Father, for her 25th wedding anniversary, he says, I took her to Italy. And he says, well, that's wonderful. And he says, didn't you tell the guys here that you're going to be celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary? And he said, well, yeah, Father. And he says, well, how do you figure you're going to top the 25th? And he says, well, Father, I think I'll go back and get her.
Oh, boy.
God bless you, Rose.
Thank you, Rose. Thanks for putting a smile on our faces. You know, I just want to say, too, some jokes are, you know, they are funny. And then some there's you think about afterwards and it puts a smile on your face. So we can keep that going for all of us today. So feel free, if you have a nice, clean joke, to share it today. Social media wise, on YouTube or Facebook, we're waving to you. We got jokes coming in there. You can email us take2@EWTN.com if it's a little bit of a longer joke, or you can call and speak to Matt Gabinski at 833-288-3986.
Well, one of our favorite regular viewers on YouTube, Lisa Marie. Hello, Lisa Marie and everybody else. Lisa Marie says, a dozen eggs and a pound of bacon walked into a bar. The bartender said, sorry, we don't serve breakfast here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, before... You are on a roll today, Jerry. Before we go back to
the
phones...
That was Lisa Marie's, not mine.
Oh, it's Lisa Marie's? Okay, yeah. Lisa Marie, good job. That was awesome. Jerry, I don't think I shared about the YouTube channel. I got off track because I'm laughing too hard. I don't think I did.
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay. EWTN has its own official YouTube channel with tens of thousands of videos covering just about everything conceivable topic of interest to Catholics. And best of all, it's free. Every day, EWTN adds new TV shows, live events, devotionals, homilies, and specials to its YouTube channel. When you go to YouTube, search EWTN. Okay.
All right, back to the calls. Mike in New Jersey, listening on Sirius XM 130. Mike, you have a joke for us today. Welcome.
Hello, good morning, or good afternoon, rather.
Good afternoon.
This is from first grade Catholic school in the messengers we used to get. So we're talking 60-some years ago. Mm-hmm. The story is there's a guy named Benny, and Benny's walking along, and he kicks over a bottle, picks up the bottle, and a genie comes out. And the genie says, I will give you wishes for the rest of your life as long as you never shave. So Benny agreed to this, but if he shaved, the genie would turn him into an urn. Sorry, I left that out. And so he went along, had all these wishes, started growing a beard, did not like it, and he shaved. And the genie came and, of course, turned Benny into an urn. So the moral of the story is a Benny shaved is a Benny earned.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Oh my goodness!
You've remembered that a long time,
yeah.
Mike. You know.
Yeah, I remember. There was a couple others too that I remember. I can give you another one real quick if you want.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. The other was let me think real quick. Another type corny joke. It was a kid. Kid in class was asked to give a sentence with the word politics. And the kid answered, there once was a parrot named Polly, and Polly swallowed a watch, and now Polly ticks.
There you go. Short, sweet, and very relatable, very easy to get, Mike. Thank you so very, very much. Two for one for you, Mike, today.
Yeah, that was great, Mike. Thank you. Okay, Mike, just for you to phone line, if you want to give us your best clean joke at 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I have a challenge for our Take Two family.
All right.
You know how I love golf jokes. Mm-hmm. I want someone to tell a golf joke.
Okay. If nobody does, will you?
No. They're too long. I can't remember them. I get it all messed up. They're kind of golf jokes are long because they always have a meaning to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But okay, where do you want to go?
Let's go to our next caller. It'd be Noreen in Massachusetts listening on iHeartRadio. Hi, Noreen.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. One question. How do you catch a unique rabbit?
I know this one. I love this one.
How do you catch a unique rabbit?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite.
I don't know. Debbie knows, but I don't, Noreen.
I'm not going to give the punchline. I'm going to let you, Noreen, because it's hilarious. Go right ahead.
Unique up on him.
That is really good.
I used to tell that to Marty all the time. After a while, he goes, don't you have anything else? Any other joke? Noreen, that is great. Thank you so much for making us smile and laugh. Thank you. Okay, Jackie in Kansas on Divine Mercy Radio. Jackie, take it away. Oh, Jackie, are you there?
There she is. Hi, Jackie.
Hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Go right ahead, Jackie.
Okay, sure. First, I have to say, Debbie, I was so excited this morning when I heard the news. You were the first person I thought of.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jackie. I thank you so much. I appreciate that. I love Carlos so very much. He's so active. I enjoy very much speaking at conferences about him. And so thank you. That means the world to me, Jackie. But go. Yeah, thank you. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I have two short jokes. The first one is two fish were in a tank and one looked over at the other and said, do you know how to drive this thing?
Two fish were in a tank. Okay, I love that one. I can remember that. Okay, yeah, the next one.
My second joke is, what is the difference between an earth rock and a space rock?
Earth rock and space rock.
I've drawn a blank.
Okay. A space rock is a little meatier.
Wow, that was two home runs, Jackie.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Praise God. So it sounds very like cool. you're also close to soon to be St. Carlo Acutis, huh, Jackie?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, Jackie, you know what we should do? We should do a stand tall or take two pilgrimage for the canonization in 2025. Wouldn't that be fun?
You won't believe this.
I just typed
on my notes, Carlo canonization.
2025. It's 2025. We should really think about it because we know and love his mother, Antonia, and she's been on the show. And wouldn't that be fun, Jackie, if we all can show up as a Take Two family over at the canonization?
I would love it. I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, let's take it to
Carlo.
Prayer,
that'll be another miracle if we can pull that together. It'll be Carlo's third miracle. Thank you, Jackie. We're going to pray seriously about that. I can promise you all that. We definitely will.
Yes. Thank you, Jackie. That made my day.
All right.
Okay. We were going to get to Marty. Marty, hold on. We got to hear your joke, okay? But you hear the music. This is our best clean joke show, and it is so popular, as always. We love this show. It's so much fun to laugh with the Take Two family. So call in 833-288-3986, and Jerry and I will be right back.
Turn to me and laugh about today.
We are inviting and laughing at your best clean jokes today. Once a quarter we do this on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. right back to your jokes after I congratulate one another member of the EWTN radio family, KGLL FM 88.1 in Gillette, Wyoming, celebrating 6 years with EWTN. So congratulations go out to Chad Ekberg and his great team in Gillette from all of your friends here at EWTN. Keep up the great work.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very nice. Okay, Jerry, I threw the challenge out there for a golf joke, and a golf joke came in from our wonderful producer, Charles. You ready?
Yeah.
What is a golfer's favorite bird?
I don't know. Could be a pigeon.
An eagle.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that was a short golf joke, and that made my day. Okay, Marty is calling in from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hey, Marty, take it away.
Yeah, somebody else jumped in there. All right, great to be here. I have this joke. It seems a fellow was up in the movies, watching a movie, and he noticed the fellow next to him had his dog there. And the dog was really reacting to the movie. You know, he kind of like laugh at the funny part. And then when the villain would come out, he'd start to growl and yip and so forth. So the fellow says, is that your dog? And the guy says, yeah. So man, he really gets into the movie. He says, yeah, man, I don't understand. He hated the book.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was a good one. That was really good. Yeah.
Very nice. Very good, Marty.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, Marty. Yeah, that was great.
That was good.
Hated the book.
Okay, we are getting a lot of jokes coming in on social media, so we'll get to you guys. So just, I'm sure you're sitting back and laughing and having the chats. But we have one of our younger members of the Take Two family, Gabe, in Bloomington, Illinois, on Catholic Spirit Radio, calling in. Hi, Gabe.
Hi.
How are you
doing?
What did Zero say to Eight?
Say that again.
What did Zero say to Eight?
What did Zero say to Eight? I can't even think of even a guess on this one. Debbie, could you, do you have a guess for that?
I actually know this one. So you go ahead and share the punchline.
Nice belt.
Nice belt. Yeah. That's good. Well, yeah. How long you been telling that? How long you been telling that joke, Gabe? For a long time?
Yeah, pretty long time.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, that was, thank you. We were so glad that you called, Gabe. We have people of all ages calling in on the show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Have a beautiful, blessed day with your family, Gabe. We appreciate your call. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. Your best clean joke today. We're going to go back real quickly to YouTube. So those of you watching on the video, Joe says, why did the chicken cross the road? And I told you earlier, I said there are probably thousands of different chicken crossing the road jokes. Why did the chicken cross the road? He was egg-sighted.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yes, so some were saying, okay, so the eight is nice belt. Okay, got it, on the Gabe's joke. But there's another joke about numbers. What's the one that the punchline goes, because 7, 8, 9? It says, why did something come before something else? Because 7, 8, 9? Oh, it's another numbers joke, yeah. Just like that. Gabe, if you remember that joke, call back. I need the answer to that. I need the beginning portion of that joke. Do you ever do that? Do you ever tell the punchline and then you're like what's the point of going backwards?
Right.
Okay. Okay. So where do you want to go?
Go to David in London, Ontario.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Listening on, actually watching the video stream on YouTube today. Hi, David. Welcome.
Hey, David.
Hi there. This is a Fulton J. Sheen. Sorry, this is a Venerable Fulton J. Sheen joke, so I'll tell what it is. A bishop was giving a talk in university to some students. A smart aleck raised his hand and said to the bishop, how do you explain the fact that Jonah in the Old Testament spent 3 days in the belly of a whale? Bishop says to him, I'm the slave's idea, but when I get to heaven, I'll ask him. And the bishop says, the smart aleck says to the bishop, what happens if he's not there? So the bishop says, then you ask him.
You ask him. did Archbishop Sheen tell that joke, David, really?
He told that joke.
Yeah.
Oh, he did on one of his shows?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
I catch that joke.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, since you like Fulton Sheen, coming up in July, we have a recorded brand new interview with Alan Smith, who is he's an expert in Fulton Sheen. So you're going to love that.
Thanks. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, David.
Okay,
God bless you.
God bless you.
833-288-3986 is the number to call. Your best clean jokes today. Let me check email real quick. All right, we'll take your emails at take2@ewtn.com, your social media comments. But first, we just stay with the phones right now. Ginger is driving through Alabama, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Ginger.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi. So, out in the Old West, a three-legged dog walked into a saloon and up to the bar, and the bartender said, "What are you doing in here, three-legged dog? We don't serve your kind." And the dog said, "I'm looking for the man what shot my paw."
Oh, boy.
Oh, that one.
Easy, Debbie. Easy does it.
No, but I love the way you said it. You did it so beautifully, Ginger.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was
the way,
so good.
The way you said paw reminded me of... Yeah. Remember, it was the Rifleman, the show Rifleman, with his son used to call him Paw. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paw.
Well, they used to do that in all those prairie shows. Don't you remember they would call Paw, Paw? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's true. Paw was a big name. That was hilarious. Ginger, that is so awesome. Okay, so I just got a message. Somebody was wondering, like, why it is that... You're directing Jerry Where We Go, because this is the show that Jerry can keep his composure better than I can. I can't. I'm telling you, I really should not do this show because I cannot stop laughing. And then I start crying and it's terrible. I mean, it's just bad. Jerry knows that I can laugh so hard that I've gotten kicked out of restaurants.
Yeah, that is true.
It is true.
Yeah, but it's an honorable thing to be kicked out of a restaurant for laughing.
Do you
not
think
for,
so?
Not for
okay.
Other things, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Thank
true.
You, Ginger. God
Thanks,
bless
Ginger.
You. Yeah. You know, I broke my finger last week. On the other hand, I'm okay.
You are just on a roll. That's hilarious. Where'd that? Did you make that one up too?
No, I have to admit, I have to confess. Mm-hmm. This is a website of Reader's Digest with like 100 different clean jokes.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you, folks, if you don't have one of your own, find one online. Call us up, 833-288-3986. But remember, delivery is really critical, okay, when you're telling a joke. So
yeah, delivery is critical.
All right. Let's see. Kalana in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is tuned in today to WSFI. Hello, Kalana. Welcome. Kalana. Oh. Kalana just dropped.
But then she's calling. I think they're calling back.
There she's up on, it's up on top. Line one now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll get back to Kalana. Meanwhile, let's go to Lynn in Elmira, New York, who is tuned into the Station of the Cross. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to our joke show.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What do you have for us?
I have a joke that my younger sister, Gretchen, was told by one of her preschool students, and he waited all day to tell her. And it goes, "What does a banana say to the doctor?" I don't peel very well.
I don't peel very well.
Oh, I can't do this. This is hilarious. You are so, that was precious. Great job, Lynn. Thank you. Wow. So good.
Yeah. Okay. Kalana is back, actually on a different line. This is fantastic. Praise God. God really wanted you to be on the show, Kalana, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Hi there. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I've got a little joke for you here.
Okay.
Why did God ask Abraham to sacrifice his young son?
Boy, I know the biblical reason, but I'm not sure I know the reason in the joke.
Well, if he would have waited until he was a teenager, it wouldn't have been a sacrifice.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, that we need a sip of water on that one. That was hilarious. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your best clean joke. That was great.
Thank you, love Kalana. It. God bless. Have a beautiful day. 833-288-3986. We get to as many of you as we can on every show, especially on this show, because it takes just a little bit bit of time for you to tell your joke, and we can move to the next one. So, Cynthia in Morton, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Cynthia. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
I'm calling you guys from Morton, Texas. And this is especially for Debbie. She wanted a golfer's joke.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie, believe it or not, I made this up on my own here in the last 10 minutes. It's a Cynthia original.
Great.
Oh, we got an original joke.
You'll be able
to
remember this.
This is a bonus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What does a good baker call a hole-in-one?
What does a good baker call a hole-in-one? What?
A donut.
Oh, Cynthia, I love your laugh. That was awesome. We got a Cynthia original on the air. This is I think this might be a first, right, Jerry?
Yeah, well, are you good at thinking up jokes, Cynthia? Do you have a history of doing that, or did that just happen today?
Yes, my daddy was very sociable and very funny, always telling a joke, and I got a lot of those from him, but I would come up with my own originals myself. I was just as bad as good as he was.
Oh, good for you. Mm. Good for you.
And when Debbie said she wanted a short golfing joke, I thought, okay, my brain started ticking, and boy, I had it in 5 minutes.
You
did so well. Thank you so much. I can remember that one. Oh, our producer just gave you a virtual drum roll. So there you go, Cynthia.
I hear it all the way to Texas.
Oh, good.
And the cymbal clash,
Cynthia.
Too. Thanks, Cynthia. Have a beautiful day.
That was great.
Good. Yeah,
and
go ahead.
Jerry, our Take Two family did weigh in. So, Gabe, if you're listening, here's another a number joke for you. This is the one I remember, too, that I love. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
I don't know.
Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh, boy.
I love that joke. I did. I like those. Those simple ones are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're getting a ton of jokes now coming in really fast. So, Jerry, you lead the way.
All right. Jenny is in Columbia, South Carolina, tuned in on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a joke for you.
Oh, good.
You ready?
Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
There was a young man in a monastery studying to be a monk, a cloistered monk, and the rule was that every 3 years they would get to see the abbot and they would be able to say 3 words. That's all. So the first 3 years passed and he went to the abbot and he said, "Food is bad." And so 3 more years passed and he went to the abbot and he said, "Bed is hard." And then 3 more years passed and he said, "I am leaving." And the abbot said, "Well, I'm not surprised. All you've done since you got here is complain."
Yeah.
Oh, that would be me.
Yeah. I wouldn't make it 3 years for any of those.
Now, I have to share that is a classic joke. I've heard that shared at many events, and everybody just laughs, just roaring laughter. So you delivered it so well, Jenny.
Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. God bless you. Wow. Well, these are good today.
These are great. I'm laughing a lot. I love this. And I am getting the messages coming in. A lot of the Take Two family, they're saying they do want to go to Italy for the canonization of Blessed Carlo Acutis and Pier Giorgio Frassati. So this could be a really fun trip.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, be in prayer for that Take Two family because we would love to put that together.
Mm-hmm.
God willing, I will be in the seminary at that time, but maybe I can get away and maybe bring some seminary brothers with me. Who knows?
That would be really cool. Very cool.
All right.
Okay. So where do you want to head?
We will go to Marie, who is in Lubbock, Texas. Hi, Marie. Welcome to Take Two. Hi, Marie. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Marie. Hello. Yep.
Hi, Marie.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome
to
the show.
Are you ready?
We are ready. Go right ahead.
Okay. This is the teacher. says to the student, she says, give me a sentence that includes three words, defense, defeat, and the tail. And Charlie raises his hand and says, when the horse jumps over the fence, the feet go first, and then the tail.
So the three words again are defense.
Defeat.
Defeat and detail, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Very
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep, I love it.
Where'd you come up with that one, Maria? Just curious.
Somebody posted it on Facebook, and I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Thank you. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, totally.
That is a good one. That's an original here on Take Two. Thank you, Marie.
Thanks, Marie.
Bless your heart.
Jerry, I want to share with our listeners to invite them to join us for Fathers Know Best on Monday through Friday mornings at 4 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Drawing from the rich EWTN library, we bring you great retreat teachings, lectures, and exclusive EWTN programs hosted by priests you know and trust. You'll hear from the priests like Father Larry Richards, Father John Ricardo, Father Benedict Rochelle, and so many more great priests.
Mm. You know, you could just sit and listen to them and watch them.
I do.
All
I
day
do.
Long. Yeah,
I know. I love Fathers Know Best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm one of all of our favorites. I was especially blessed to know Father Benedict Rochelle pretty well personally. And, mm-hmm. and just to be able to have him still on the air with his talks and lectures and teachings and so forth, that is just a real treat for all of us. So, yeah, tune into that. Fathers Know Best, folks. Okay, in the meantime, we're going to go back and get some more of your best clean jokes. Susan has one in Texas listening, yes, on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Susan.
Yes. Well, I have a joke. I have seven grandchildren, four of them under age six, and so I'm always telling clean jokes to them. Mm-hmm. And one of their Good. Favorites is, how do you put a baby spaceship to sleep?
Now, this, I have to say, I've never heard this one before. Debbie, do you have any?
No, but how do you put a baby spaceship to sleep? Okay, I'm ready.
Rocket.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. It, yeah.
That was good.
Now you got that unique joke. It unique up on them.
Do your grandkids all laugh at your jokes, Susan?
Yes, and they repeat them.
Yeah, good. Well, you're
it's
teaching
to
them
laugh.
To laugh. Yeah, you're teaching them to laugh and be able to, you know, have a little bit of humor in their lives. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Thank you, Susan. It was great to have you with us on the program.
Yes, thank you, Susan. Okay, I think it's definitely, if we were going to take a poll and to do some kind of statistics, Texas definitely loves to laugh. I'm just saying. Because mm-hmm. you guys are coming in strong with these jokes.
Well, Michigan does too. Robin is in Brooklyn, Michigan, listening on Good Shepherd Radio. Hello, Robin. We're so glad you joined us today.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a good, clean joke for you.
Okay.
What did the ocean say to the beach?
I know this one, but I can't remember it.
I'm coming ashore? I don't know.
Nothing. It just waved.
Oh man, that was really good.
That was a great one.
Where'd you hear that one from, or where did you find that one, Robin?
I've known that joke for a really long time. I have three adult children in their 30s, and we've been sharing that joke with family and friends since they were little. Mm-hmm. So it's been wow. around for a long time. I don't know where I actually picked it up, but it stuck with me. Because I can never awesome. Remember the punchline.
mm-hmm. That was wonderful. Yeah. Love it. I actually wrote that down. I can remember that. I'm going to tell Marty that right
yeah.
after the show.
yeah.
Thank you so very much. Great joke. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? Every morning I announce that I'm going running, but then I don't. It's a running joke.
I know that one.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Well, yeah, from running. I know that one. That's hilarious. Whatever site you're on for those jokes, those are good jokes.
You know what? I went out to get my hair cut today, and there were too many people waiting. I'm going to go back this afternoon. But one of the jokes on here says, what do you call a line of men waiting to get haircuts?
What?
A barbecue.
Oh, Jerry is really on a roll today. Okay. So let's go back to the phones. Dennis in Columbia, South Carolina on Sirius XM 130. Hey, Dennis, give us your best clean joke.
Okay, so here's another one to write down. It's a classic.
Okay.
So a man works for a lumber yard, but every day he steals a piece of wood. And he does this for 20 years. And after 20 years, decides to build his own home. So he does so, and he's then standing in the middle of the home, and all of a sudden he's overcome with guilt. So he decides to go to confession. So he goes into the box, confesses this lengthy sin, and the priest says, wow, 20 years, piece of lumber. I can't even add up the value of that, but 20 years and you haven't confessed any of it. I'll have to think long and hard about what your penance is going to be. And so he thought about it, and then he says, okay, I've got it. And he asks the penitent, have you ever made a retreat? And the person says, no, Father. But if you can get me the plans, I know where I can get the lumber.
That was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Dennis. Yeah.
Dennis, that was awesome. Great joke.
Yeah, great contribution to our joke show. Thank you, Dennis. Barb is in Amarillo, Texas, also listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Debbie mentioned Texas is coming in huge today. As always, hello, Barb.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so mine's a true story.
Oh, okay, good.
And cute as can be. 40-some years ago, I'm a young teacher in a Catholic school, and my friend Mrs. Johnson knew this, her little second grader's aunt, and she asked her, has your Aunt Sally had her baby yet? And Ann replied, no, Mrs. Johnson, that baby's still in its mommy's Eucharist.
Oh, Eucharist. That's a true story, you said, huh?
True. We said we should have sent it in to Catholic Digest. I think they, even way back then, paid $50 for them.
Wow. Yeah, right. That's sweet. The innocence of a child. I love that. So sweet.
You got time for a fast cow joke?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
West Texas?
Yes.
What do you call a cow with a twitch?
Twitching cow?
Beef jerky.
That's one I haven't heard before. I've heard the lean beef and those other jokes, but beef jerky, have not heard that one before. Barb, thank you. You made us laugh twice today, and we are so grateful for you being part of the Take Two family. Way to go. Jim in Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
What do you have for us today?
This is my first time calling in, but this guy wanted to go to Hawaii, but he didn't like flying. But he ended up finding this genie bottle, and this genie came out and said, I'll give you one wish. The guy said, oh, this is perfect. He said, I'd like to go to Hawaii someday. But he says, I don't like flying. He said, I want you to build a bridge from California to Hawaii. The genie goes, oh, come on. He says, how am I supposed to do that and get the girders down there and make it solid? He said, can you come up with a better, an easier wish than that? Okay, he says, how about if you just give me the ability to understand women? He goes, so do you want a 2 or 4-lane highway?
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm totally telling Marty that joke. That was so good. Jim, we're so glad it was your first time calling. We hope you call us again.
I listen to you guys all the time, so I was kind of nervous calling into it.
Well, I hope you had a blast and you got everybody laughing. So we so appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you so very much. Anne and Bob and the others, we're not going to get to you today, but in a couple, 3 months, 4 months, we'll do another joke show. We have to really gear up for it because it takes a lot of effort and fun, but it is worth it, Jerry.
It sure is. Thank you to the show team, Matt, Charles, and Michael today. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN. And remember, the show encores at midnight Eastern time if you or someone you know doesn't catch the live version. We always pray to the saints. Today, St. Giovanni de Rossi, please pray for us. And now, I guess, sort of, we can call him St. Carlo Acutis because it's been announced the second miracle has been approved. He's going to be canonized a saint in early 2025. So, Carlo and all the saints and angels, pray for us.
Oh, I love it. And thank you to the Take Two family. You put a big smile on our faces and the show team as well. We're so grateful to you. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about getting over yourself. Get over yourself. Has anybody ever said that to you? That's tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.